The nearly 40-year-old political film, The Battle of Algiers, returned to theaters briefly last year. It was even screened at the Pentagon. Now it's out on DVD, and our critic at large, John Powers, says it's a movie for our times as well.
The world was a different place when the Italian director Gillo Pontecorvo made The Battle of Algiers, his film about the Algerian struggle for independence from the French. When the movie came out in 1965, it was bitterly attacked by the European right. Movie theaters were bombed in France. But over the next years, it was embraced by would-be leftist guerrillas. On American college campuses, you'd sometimes hear the eerie ululations that the Algerian women used as a kind of battle cry. Here's what they actually sounded like. But we undergrads weren't the only ones watching. The Battle of Algiers became a how-to guide to urban insurrection for radicals throughout the Middle East. The Algerian model has influenced everyone from Al-Qaeda to the fascist insurgents in Iraq, which is why today Pontecorvo's movie is being screened by the Pentagon to help members of special ops understand the daunting complexities of urban rebellion. The story is set in the two different parts of the city of Algiers, the prosperous French Quarter and the more squalid Algerian area known as the Casbah. And it focuses on two very different men. Ali Lapointe is a petty thief who becomes a leader for the Liberation Front, the NLF. He helps guide their terrorist murders and bombings. On the French side is Colonel Mathieu, who respects his adversaries but does not blink from the truth. And the truth, as he sees it, is that to crush such an insurgency requires absolute ruthlessness. That's why he resorts to the vilest forms of torture. Mathieu's brutal methods work, and he breaks the NLF's terror network. No matter, Algeria winds up independent. Pontecorvo shot the Battle of Algiers on location only 2 years after Algerian independence, and it remains an astonishing piece of filmmaking, from its grayed-out look, which makes you feel that you're watching a documentary, to the lucidity with which it lays out its story. Although the movie's clearly on the side of the Algerian nationalists, you can tell this from the great score by Ennio Morricone, it's not sentimental about the NLF, which is often depicted as being pointlessly violent. Nor is it cheaply judgmental of Colonel Mathieu, who the film respects for his own unblinkered realism in attacking terrorists. Even today, when we're accustomed to grisly footage, few scenes could be more chilling than the one in which three Algerian women bomb civilian targets in the French Quarter. These aren't the gleeful fireball and flying glass kapows of Hollywood action movies. They're realistic acts of terror, all the more powerful because of their human scale. When I first saw Battle of Algiers in the 1970s, I wished I knew more about Algeria. When I watched it again on DVD the other night, I didn't have to wish. The movie was just the first of a three-disc set packed with fascinating extras, including a 70-minute documentary on the Algerian rebellion. For me, the most gripping of these added features is an interview with contemporary anti-terrorism experts, including America's former anti-terror czar, Richard Clark. They analyze what the Battle of Algiers shows about our own situation in the post-9/11 world, be it the effectiveness of terrorism as a political tool, or the difficulties created by cracking down on terrorism. As Clark points out, the NLF terrorists didn't simply murder people in order to sow chaos. It was a tactic designed to invite reprisals that would turn the population against the French, which is exactly what happened. The French actually won the battle against terrorists in Algiers, but in the very process, they lost the political war. That's precisely the risk the U.S. faces in the larger war on terror, not to mention in its battles for specific Iraq cities like Baghdad and Fallujah. And no matter who's elected president this coming Tuesday, he'll have to deal with the great paradox of fighting terrorism. You can often lose by winning. Which is why I wouldn't be surprised to hear that the Battle of Algiers DVD has turned up at the White House. Made nearly four decades ago, it's this year's most relevant movie.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and the author of Sore Winners.